Construction on the future home of the Scorpion started in late August. Since then, the seats are up, and the turf of the field is only a few weeks from being set as crews level the ground. The vision of the stadium was that of Gordon Hartman, the founder of Soccer for a Cause and Morgan's Wonderland. He says the stadium is about 80% complete.
We got to close in the walls, which you're starting to see happen right now. We are holding some things off, such as the seating in certain areas, because we want to preserve it to the end. We need to close up. We need to start an enormous amount of flat work that needs to occur. And, of course, the field needs to be built.
In the meantime, the Scorpions have been playing in the Northeast ISD's Hero Stadium across the street. Hans Dennison from Holland is a forward on the team.
This weekend called home, you know, our home stadium. And it's just it's a great feeling, and it's something that, you know, a player and a team in every division should have.
The 8,000-seat stadium needs to be ready by April 13th. That's the first home game, which will be against the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Head coach Tim Hankerson says the team is looking for new players as well.
We've been spending a lot of time in Eastern Europe having conversations. A lot of the clubs financially are having difficulty, and some very, very talented guys who have great experience, can look at a league like ours, and coming to America is a great opportunity.
To signal that construction is going well, a tree was placed on top of the stadium as part of a topping out ceremony. It will remain there throughout the rest of the building process and be planted near the stadium. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.